prayer to the Celestial Queen for each day of the month. Immaculate Queen, my Celestial Mother, I come onto your maternal knees to abandon myself in your arms as your dear daughter, in order to ask of you, with the most ardent sighs, in this month consecrated to you, the greatest of graces, that you admit me to live in the kingdom of the divine will. Holy Mama, you who are the queen of this kingdom, admit me to live in it as your daughter, that it may no longer be deserted, but populated by your children. Therefore, Sovereign Queen, I entrust myself to you, that you may lead my steps in the kingdom of the divine will. And as I cling to your maternal hand, you will lead all my being to live perennial life in the divine will. You will be my mama, and to you, as my mama, I deliver my will, that you may exchange it with the divine will, and so I may be sure I will not go out of its kingdom. Therefore I pray you to illumine me in order to make me comprehend what will of God means. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Little sacrifice of the month, each morning, midday and night, three times a day, let us go onto the knees of our Celestial Mama, and say to her, My Mama, I love you. And you, love me, and give a sip of divine will to my soul. Give me your blessing, that I may do all of my actions under your maternal gaze. Day 7. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will takes the scepter of command, and the sacrosanct Trinity constitutes her its secretary. The soul to the Divine Secretary. Queen Mama, here I am, prostrate at your feet. I feel that, as your daughter, I cannot be without my Celestial Mama. And even though today you come to me with the glory of the scepter of command and with the crown of queen, yet you are always my mama. So, though trembling, I fling myself into your arms, that you may heal the wounds which my bad will has made to my poor soul. Listen, my sovereign mama, if you do not make a prodigy, if you do not take your scepter of command in order to guide me and hold your empire over all my acts, so that my will may have no life, alas! I will not have the beautiful destiny of coming into the kingdom of the divine will. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven, my dear daughter, come into the arms of your mama, and pay attention in listening to me. And you will hear the unheard of prodigies that the divine fiat did in your Celestial Mama. As I took possession of the kingdom of the divine will, its steps within me ended. More so, since these six steps symbolized the 6 days of creation, each day, by pronouncing a fiat, God took as though a step, passing from the creation of one thing to another. On the sixth day, He took the final step, saying, Fiat, let us make man in our image and likeness. And on the seventh day he rested in his works, as though wanting to enjoy everything he had created with such magnificence. And in his rest, Looking at his works, he said, "How beautiful are my works! Everything is order and harmony." And fixing upon man, in the ardor of his love, he added, "But you, Adam, are the most beautiful. You, Adam, are the crown of all our works. Now, my creation surpassed all the prodigies of creation, and therefore the divinity wanted to take, with its fiat, 6 steps in me, and its full life, whole and perfect, began within my soul. And oh, at what divine heights I was placed by the Most High! The heavens could neither reach me nor contain me. The light of the sun was small before my light. No created thing could reach me. I crossed the divine seas as if they were my own. My celestial Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, long for me to be in their arms, to enjoy their little daughter. And, oh, the contentment they felt in feeling that, as I loved them, prayed them and adored their supreme height, my love, my prayer and adoration, came out from within my soul, from the center of the divine will. They felt, coming out of me, waves of divine love, chaste fragrances, unusual joys, which started from within the heaven that their own divine will had formed in my littleness. So much so, that they could not stop repeating, "All beautiful, all pure, all holy, is our little daughter. Her words are chains that bind us. Her gazes are darts that wound us. Her heartbeats are arrows that, darting through us, make us go into a delirium of love." They felt the power, the strength of their divine will coming out of me, which rendered us inseparable. And they called me our invincible daughter, who will obtain victory even over our divine being. Now, listen to me, my daughter. The divinity, taken by excessive love for me, told me, "Our beloved daughter, our love cannot resist. It feels suffocated if we do not entrust to you our secrets. Therefore we elect you our faithful secretary. To you we want to entrust our sorrows and our decrees. At any cost we want to save man. Look how he goes toward the precipice. His rebellious will drags him continuously toward evil. Without the life, the strength and the support of our divine will, he has deviated from the path of his creator, and walks crawling on the earth weak, ill, and full of all vices. But there are no other ways to save him, nor other ways out, than for the eternal word to descend, take his guise, his miseries, his sins upon himself. Become his brother, conquer him by way of love and unheard of pains, and give him so much confidence as to be able to bring him back again into our paternal arms. Oh, how we grieve over the destiny of man! Our sorrow is great, nor could we confide it to anyone, because not having a divine will to dominate them, they could never comprehend either our sorrow, or the grave evils of man fallen into sin. To you, who possess our fiat, is given the ability to comprehend it. And therefore, to you, as our own secretary, we want to unveil our secrets, and place the scepter of command into your hands, that you may dominate and rule over everything, and your dominion may conquer God and men, bringing them to us as our children, generated anew in your maternal heart. Who can tell you, dear daughter, what my heart felt at this divine speaking? A vein of intense sorrow opened in me, and I committed myself, even at the cost of my life, to conquer God and the creature, and to unite them together. Now, my daughter, listen to your mama. I saw you surprised in hearing me narrate the story of the possession in the kingdom of the divine will. Now know that this destiny is given also to you. If you decide never to do your will, the divine will form its heaven in your soul. You will feel the divine inseparability, the scepter of command over yourself, over your passions, will be given to you. You will no longer be slave to yourself, because only the human will puts the poor creature into slavery, clips the wings of her love toward he who created her, and takes away from her the strength, the support and the confidence to fling herself into the arms of her celestial father in such a way that she is unable to know either his secrets, or the great love with which he loves her, and therefore she lives like a stranger in the house of her divine father. What distance the human will casts between creator and creature. Therefore, listen to me, make me content. Tell me you will no longer give life to your will, and I will fill you completely with the divine will. The soul, holy mama, help me. Don't you see how weak I am? Your beautiful lessons move me to tears, and I cry over my great misfortune of having fallen many times into the maze of doing my own will, detaching myself from that of my Creator. Oh please, be my mama, do not leave me to myself. With your power, unite the divine will to mine. Enclose me in your maternal heart, in which I will be sure never to do my will. Little sacrifice, today, to honor me, you will remain under my mantle, to learn to live under my gaze. And reciting three Hail Marys to me, you will pray me to make everyone know the divine will. Ejaculatory prayer, holy mama, enclose me in your heart, that I may learn from you to live of divine will. This addition in brackets to the seventh day is original to Louisa, who wrote it later on a page of a notebook. It has been put in the seventh meditation of the book The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will.